Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app. Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Egad.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday. May the 4th be with you. 2002. With us, our special guest, the delightful, the always lovable and hilarious Eddie Eft. Eddie, it is lovely to see you.
It's great to see you guys.
Well,
really,
are you having a good time? You're in Vegas right now. Is that the case?
I'm in Vegas. I never have a good time in Vegas.
Right.
And why is that? Why isn't it your place? What is it about Vegas that's so upsetting?
I don't like cities. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like being like out and nature, like the ocean and the mountains, and this is just like slushies and fat food, and it's creepy.
And strip shows. I mean, they'll give you a stripper. They'll give you a little stripper menu at every corner. Come on down to the Naked Hut, the Jiggle Hut.
Yeah, you know they pay the Uber drivers like $75 to drop people off at the strip clubs.
Oh, what do you mean?
Instead of at the hotel?
They used to pay the taxi drivers, and they would say, you know, like people get in and they'd go, I want to go to a strip club. So there's so many choices. The strip clubs would pay the taxi drivers to drop them off there.
Oh.
So now they pay the Uber drivers because everybody takes Uber. So I want to just take my friends and drive them to the strip club. Then they leave and I pick them up and then drop them off again and then pick them up and drop them off. And just keep making $75 every time I drop them off.
Oh. Wait, for one person you get $75? That's not...
Yeah, they pay... They pay $25 per person. My friend was just telling me she got $75 last night. Oh. She dropped off three. Oh. And $40. Some clubs, the higher paying clubs, pay $40.
And you have to make this deal in advance, or you just show up and go, these clowns, I just dropped these clowns off for your place?
As soon as you drop them off.
There's a dude with a roll, and he just peels some 20s off.
Damn.
Well,
Wow.
Good deal.
That sounds like the place to do your side hustle.
Here's what I would like to say before we go any farther. I have been following Eddie on Instagram, and you have been dropping little clips from your show, and man, you're on fire. I love what you're posting. I love your stand-up. I don't know if you feel like you're peaking or you've got a long way to go. I don't know what you think.
You're hitting your stride.
You're doing really, I love it.
Things are good right now, selling some tickets.
Good.
It's hard though. This is like, I'm finally selling tickets, and this is the time when I want to be home and retired.
Oh, that's not good. Don't tell, you shouldn't say that into a microphone.
I know, but I've got a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old that are very demanding.
Yeah, yes, you do.
If anything, I'd want to sell more tickets. I'm sorry, but I've sold tickets and I've got to go.
Right.
Sarah.
Yara.
That's evil.
But
I'm not going to lie
to you. Right.
I do love when I'm like in a hotel somewhere and I'm away from my wife and she wants to murder me. Like, because she's with the kids at home. She, like, nothing makes her angrier than if I got a full night of sleep. I'm pretty sure I could have sex with an AIDS-ridden hooker.
Oh.
And she would like that better than if I said, hey, I just slept 8 full hours.
Yeah. I doubt it, but let's not test it.
Right.
Just tell her you had a shit night's sleep and be done with it. Like, don't. That's.
But she, like, tests me.
Oh. How so?
She'll call it. Yeah. She'll just do things like, she'll be like, what time did you get? Like, she'll call me at night. What time did I get? What are you doing? And I'm like, just, I'm ready to start some work. I'm going to do work. I'm going to be up all night working.
Working?
Like, what work are you doing? Yeah. What work are you doing? I'm like, I'm writing jokes. She's like, no, you're not. And then she'll call me in the morning and I won't pick up. And she'll be like, how come you didn't pick up? And I'm like, I was still working. I was up all night
working.
I had finally just fallen asleep after working so hard.
And then
she's all, tell me the jokes. Let me hear the jokes.
Yeah. I can see the Nest cam at home, and I see how many times she's got to wake up with the kids.
Oh,
you get like those little
so
alerts.
I get all the alerts.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, she was up 3 times last night.
And this is with Cruz.
Yeah.
The other one sleeps.
Yeah, sleeps. Cruz is a monster.
Right. Well, I mean, that's... He's two.
A bad person. Yeah. He's two. He's a bad person.
He seems off. He seems like exactly what you would get if you had kids. Like, you...
Stop saying that, Sarah. No. I'm so tired of people telling me that it's genetic and I got what I deserved.
Okay, I'll stop.
I'm so tired of it that I wish Lauren slept with another man to make my son.
So like, you could blame it on someone else.
Right. And I wish the person was less mobile and more intelligent.
Oh, boy.
So the kid would be smarter and slow down a little.
Yeah, like Stephen Hawking. If my wife used Stephen Hawking's sperm.
Ah, what?
If she could even sleep with him because she's not going to like it.
Okay. We've got a hand up. Vinny, you're on.
Can I ask you a question? Before you met your wife, is the olden days, you were touring comedian, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The good old days.
That's what you did for a living, though. You were a touring comedian, true?
Yeah. Yeah.
How often did you pull a young lady out of the audience and bring them back to your hotel room, would you say?
Never, Vinny, never.
This is, but Lauren knows you were up to stuff. Come on. Every time?
I did better than I should.
Was it every time in every town, every show?
No.
Did you ever do, let me ask you a question. Did you ever do a girl, a lady, a fan, in between shows, like you've got a 7 and 9 show, you got a break in between. Did you ever just do some lady and then whore bath and then go back out and do another show?
And then do another lady afterward.
I used to party.
I have a question. Did you ever, when you were meeting girls and doing girls on the tour as a touring comedian, did you give them oral, or was that like only for intimate relationships?
I used to party.
So you did. Did you ever toss a girl salad that you just met that night?
No.
I can't tell what he's doing here.
He said no to that one.
You believe that's a no.
Okay. Are you into ass play at all?
No.
I love you. I love him.
He hasn't answered yet.
He said no. He's not into it. I love that about Eddie. I always knew I loved Eddie.
So you've never tossed a lady salad?
Listen, one time a girl did it to me, and I was like, hey, I hope you know there's no reciprocity here. Like, I'm not required.
I have a question. So you're saying you've never tossed any lady's salad ever in the history of your tongue?
Sometimes things got messy, but, you know, like, I'd maybe lose my direction. I used to party.
Hmm. Back to that.
He keeps saying that.
You keep saying that. That's a yes for everything.
No, he doesn't party.
I might have swept too far.
Just like a long lick.
But you're saying that's only by accident, drunken accident, never purposefully gone. I'm doing that.
Mm. I'd like to taste some shit.
That's not what it is.
Yeah, I don't like shit. I don't like it. Nobody likes shit here.
We're not talking about a man of my dreams.
I'm just trying to ask some questions.
And now, with children, I have another question.
So wait a minute.
I pick up so much of it.
So you don't toss salad, but then because you don't like buttholes, you've never put your penis in a butthole either, right?
Good question.
He's done that.
I like to party.
So he's just all over the place. His logic isn't consistent.
Yeah, it's not consistent.
He just doesn't want to put his face there.
No.
He eats out chicks he just met. He might slip and lick her by accident on the asshole.
Right.
And if she's willing, he'll pluke the ass.
You guys just interrogated me like the FBI.
I have a question. So because you don't like poop, as you say, when you did anal on a lady, you always wore a condom, right? Every time.
Look, people in Mexico don't need to drink they can drink their own water. I figured at a certain point, my herd immunity was...
What the fuck does that mean?
It means he's very selective about the rules that he sets for himself.
So does he go like...
Exactly.
All right,
that's okay.
Thank you, Vinny.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay. Mm.
Look, I survived. I'm a survivor. So...
I have a question.
Another question.
I was not the best with condom.
How many are the most girls you've had sex with in one 24-hour window?
And tell the truth for once.
Wow, I cannot answer that question.
Why not?
There's too many.
That's why. Let's hear it.
You can do it. Tell the truth. It's not like your wife's ever going to hear this.
This is the kind of stuff when I'm on trial for like a Me Too.
Stop it. There's an ocean of podcasts out there. This one's not going to land on her ear. Trust me.
Me too.
I take the fifth on that.
You can't put a number to how many girls you've done in one day.
So that means he's been in an orgy.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I've never been to an orgy.
Okay.
Lies.
No, he just said.
Okay, well then tell us how many. Is it five?
Put it this way. There's never been another penis in the room with me.
Okay.
So you have a harem. Oh, he does. He has a harem. Look at that face.
Oh. Are we talking more than five in one 24-hour block?
No.
So
God.
Four.
So five.
God, no.
Not more
God,
than five.
No.
Five.
No.
Five's a good number.
No, I'm not. I'm the kind of guy, like, after I have sex once, I'm like, all right, I want to go, like...
So then answer the question. It should be one if you're the kind of guy you're talking about.
Well, but not if there were a few in the room.
Oh, boy. How did this happen? Were you hanging out with Charlie Sheen? I don't understand.
I like where this is going.
Yeah, tell us a story.
Tell us a story, Eddie.
I did not know that this was going to happen.
Hi, Eddie. Can you tell us a story, please?
Eddie, tell us a story. It's story time.
Oh, jeez. I'll give you a good one.
Right. No, it better be the one we want. Yeah. If it's some bullshit story about the day you went surfing and saw a seal.
I've told this on a podcast before. Okay, so tell us again. Yeah. One time I was in England, in Southampton, and the other comedian, after the shows, the clubs would turn into nightclubs. The comedy clubs, they move the chairs, a disco ball comes down, the music goes on.
Awesome.
And so for about 15 minutes, I was famous. And one of the other comedians came up to me, and he was actually American, too. He was from San Francisco, too, a guy named Rick Wright. And he was like, hey, man, there's a bunch of chicks making out on the dance floor. And I was like, where? And so I go over.
The dance floor.
So you go right over.
The dance floor. So I
just told you, dummy.
And they call me the fucking hillbilly.
So I mosey on over.
Right, okay, got it. You mosey over to the gaggle of girls making out.
Uh-huh.
The gaggle of girls making out, and I see it. And I'm just observing from a.
Are you standing there? Are you standing there like this? Inches.
Pretty much.
Jaw dropped.
Pretty
right.
much.
Beer slipping
and
slowly through your
nose. One of the girls goes, "Oh my God, it's the comedian!" And she grabs me, and starts dancing all over me, and she kind of goes to kiss me, and I go, no, 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 not here. We do this in the green room. So she goes, okay, and she grabs her friend by the hand, and the two of them come off to the green room with me.
Oh, boy.
So
in
we're
England.
In the green room, and yeah, things are getting hot and heavy, and I remember they had a third friend. And I'm like, hey, where's your other friend?
Oh, my God.
Oh, we'll go fetch her right now. Oh, you want three of us, eh? Oh, big daddy. All right. Belinda, get in here. We got a right randy one. All right,
okay.
Then.
Okay, this
Mr.
is
big
good.
Shot.
That's exactly what happens.
Okay.
And then
so
go on.
So they go get her, or one of them goes and gets her while you keep, you know, making out with one the other one.
And then, there's three of them in the green room, and I'm just gonna say I felt like the mama bird feeding the babies the worm.
Mm.
Did you have sex with all of them, or just oral?
Well, then a couple of the waiters or wait staff walked in on us.
Oh, good.
And they joined.
I had to get nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. And then I went. I did go home with the girls to their hotel room, and
after
things got crazy.
So first you fed them the worm.
Yeah.
And then that was over. That finished.
Yeah, and then
they were still like, "Hey, funny guy."
Yeah. And then we had two queen beds and a pull out couch.
Oh.
And I played a game called bed hopping, and I would just go from bed to bed to bed. And then in the morning, I woke up.
That's a mixing of juices.
Yeah.
And I walked home, and I walked out of the hotel. I looked back, and they were on like the sixth floor or something of this hotel. I saw them all in the window.
A toodles, funny boy. A tata.
I've never felt so dirty in my life.
So, if we're following the story, that night was three. Is that your record?
Is that the max?
I would say that's the record.
You would say it, but
you
is
would
it true?
Say, but that means you're.
Yeah, but I
don't want to
share the story, yeah,
right?
Exactly.
That's a good story, though. Thanks.
That is.
I so regret calling it.
No, you
stop
don't.
It. No, you don't.
Please,
like
you're delivering for
you're
the people.
A jerk.
I'm trying to think how many years ago this is. It has to be at this point close to 20 years ago.
Yeah. Vinny's hand is up again.
I have a question. Did you ever used to like to do coke?
No.
You were see, Sarah said the international word for coke is, or a term or whatever, phrase. The phrase that pays is, hey, you like to party or whatever. And you were just saying, I used to like to party. So I'm it leads
I
me
was,
to believe
I thought the same thing.
You're
I
into
was
coke.
Like, oh, it was like partying.
Oh, no.
You mean
drinking? Can you guys imagine me on coke?
Well,
no,
that's I'm
I
curious because both your kids are like, they're nuclear powered.
Right. Yeah, I think that it might have an opposite effect on me. I might be able to like focus and calm down.
Oh.
Doubt it.
Like some kids on Benadryl that go crazy.
But when people describe being on coke, I'm like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's me all the time.
Oh, that sounds just like me. What are we doing? Yeah, I'll do it. Let's go.
I'm like, oh, that's. Did they inject it into me as a baby? Like, do I have it for the rest of my life?
I have a question.
That's what I do feel like. Go ahead.
Did you lick all those girls' pussies when you were there, all three of the girls?
When I say I like to party, I did drink a lot, and I cannot remember what I did.
You just remember the bed hopping. You don't remember the individual.
But knowing you, you'd say, probably I did, because I like pussy.
Look,
I was a
gentleman,
uh-huh.
And I did whatever the girls asked of me.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So you did do all three of them orally. I mean, they did
whatever they wanted.
Right. Wow.
So if they had asked for it, but you just don't specifically remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Well.
Hmm.
So you have a show coming up on the 25th of May. Nothing like this will happen at that.
Everybody's invited to the green room.
All right.
Oh my God, I can't wait. It sounds fun. So the guys are really into it. So isn't this at a bigger theater? Like you're filming this or something? What's the deal with the show?
No, I'm not filming. I just filmed a special that's coming out called Man Child. That should be out
You say that should be out, where are we talking?
We already shot it. We now sell it. That's what happens. Oh. Then we sell it to distributors. So it goes to either like an Amazon or Netflix or
whoever
buys it and, spend all the money on it. Mm-hmm. And I just saw the opening yesterday. It looks funny. And I don't want to ruin it. But we sell it then and... then, people will be able to watch it and, I can't clip it, which I would rather not sell it and just clip it and put it on social media.
Oh,
because I feel like it gets more views that way.
But you get more money the other way.
You do get more money, but not in the long run because you sell more tickets with people seeing it.
So once you've committed it to some, you've sold it to Netflix. Now those jokes are their jokes, and you can't clip.
Yeah,
bits
you can't
of that
out. for the duration of owning the special.
Can you do the? Can you do the clips? Can you do the same jokes at another show and clip that?
Yes. Okay. I can do the shows at other. That's actually a good point, Sarah. I could do that.
Yeah, I'm so smart. So listen, you were telling me though that there was something about this show. It's at a big theater or something.
It's at Cobbs. I usually do the Punchline, and Cobbs is twice the size.
I thought it was like, you've been fretting about this for 2 months.
Yeah, it's on a Wednesday.
It's on a Wednesday night.
One night
Sarah.
Only at Cobbs.
One night only.
Eddie Eft. It's the 25th. Do I have that date right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, the 25th. Hey, are you going to go right home, or are you going to hang out?
I'm going to hang out. I've got to be in Seattle the next night and San Diego the night after that.
Oh wow.
So, you're not.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow, that's up and
yeah, dead. I mean, but okay. I'm okay. I like to stay. I wish I was going to come up and do Sunnyvale the weekend before and then hang out in San Francisco and
Do that. Do that. We'd love to see you.
They canceled Sunnyvale because the club Rooster Teeth Feathers hasn't opened yet, so they're going to do their grand opening in August.
Oh.
They renovated over the pandemic.
Fucking COVID.
So I'm going to come up then And Vinny, we're going to go surf.
Okay, that's a good month.
Nice.
Or we're headed the right direction anyway.
Warm. Warm.
Well, any warmish. Warm compared to right, like right now is freezing ass. The spring,
I'm still working, Vinny. Spring is the coldest. To that surf ranch.
Oh, I want to go. I'm ready.
Is this the Lemoore thing?
Yeah, Lemoore.
Yeah, I'm working my butt off.
It's so weird how much they charge to like when you hear what they charge people and people are paying it, you realize we're never getting in. And then you see all the people who go in for free and you go, Jesus, that guy got in?
I know.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Vinny, I feel like we're the two last guys.
Yeah, agreed.
On the free list.
Well, what do they charge? I mean, how much does it cost? Like a couple grand? What is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Way more than a couple grand. Like 60K.
To ride all day?
Well, to rent it for the day. If you rented the whole thing, a buddy of mine just rented it for the day. And he was like, I'm taking my four best friends. And I was like, obviously, I'm not one of the four best.
Thanks.
Were you surprised you weren't one of the... Was that like a harsh...
He kept teasing me. He was like, if one guy drops out, I might take you.
I might take you.
If he's paid for the whole day, he can bring as many people as he wants.
I know. I'm a little upset.
Wow.
Wait. So he could take it. He could take you.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to.
Because he bought so many slots. It's like playing Augusta. It's like, But there's a lot of
There's more to it than just I rented the park for the day and I can do whatever the fuck
That's
I want.
It's weird
there.
Though, if you pay 60K, you should be able to say, first of all, nobody
else
that
but
employees
us.
Get anywhere near this place while I'm busy doing my thing. I just paid you 60K.
Yeah.
And the other thing would be, it's only me and my friends.
Yeah, and we're bringing a party bus.
That's crazy though, but there's rules.
Hey, did you guys see the Dave Chappelle?
Yeah.
You know what? Let's go back for a second, and then you can... I know you brought it up, and you probably have thoughts, but I don't understand. I was reading the story, and it's... The place he was doing his show was, like, Netflix sucks or something.
Netflix is a joke.
Netflix is a joke. It's a Netflix thing.
Oh, it is a Netflix... I thought it was, like, an anti-Netflix thing, the way that sounded.
No.
Like, he's now mad at them.
There's a festival in LA right now. It's the massive festival called the Netflix is a Joke Festival.
Okay.
Which they should, in my mind, it's called Netflix Doesn't Want Eddie Ift Here Festival because there's like a million shows and I didn't get invited to do any. And
why do they hate you so much?
They don't hate me. I think, I'm not sure the guy that runs Netflix comedy likes me.
Oh, well, that's
problematic. So there really is a thing then.
Yeah, I think his girlfriend's British, and she was in Southampton, England.
She was in that hotel room that one time.
You fucking violated her.
Before I got on with you, I was fighting with some conservative radio host about his fear-mongering on Fox News, saying, like, this is what comedians were afraid of. You know, once the free speech is taken away, then comedians can't tell their jokes on stage. And I was like, dude, where have you been? I've been attacked on stage like 6 times.
You have?
20 years. Yeah. Comedians get attacked all the time.
Well,
it's like, it's nothing new.
What do you make of the Will Smith slap? Now comedians are, you can get up there and slap a comedian if you don't like a joke.
Look, as a husband, I watched that whole thing. And as a husband, I was like, you know what, Chris Rock, you deserve that. But like, as a comedian, I was like, oh, screw you, Will Smith. But as the asshole that I am, I was like, this is awesome. Like, this is entertaining.
It was entertaining. I hate to say it.
I think Will Smith, you know, he became the enemy of the people after that. I think he would have been a hero if after he slapped Chris Rock, he just went down the aisle smacking every actor and actress.
Just feeling it.
Wouldn't you have loved that if he just went...
That would have been better than yelling, get my wife's name out your fucking mouth, over and over at the top of his lungs. I actually would have preferred that. To see Tom Hanks take a slap. Leo DiCaprio definitely needs a... They all need slaps. All of them. Slap them all.
And then everyone else starts standing up and slapping the people next to them. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
They could have
yeah,
passed it yeah, off as a bit.
We got to go, yeah, guys.
What? Oh, we have to go?
Yeah, it's time to go.
Oh, all right. Well, Eddie.
Well, this was a very productive secret show. Great job,
yeah, it
Eddie.
Was.
Eddie, get in the night before.
We miss you,
get
too.
In, get in on the 24th, you know, and then come in on in the morning on the 25th.
I will. I will come in the night before. I'll stay at your place, Sarah.
Okay.
And we'll carpool. We'll carpool in together.
Oh, we could do that.
We'll do a sing along. We will.
I know you're joking, but we literally could do that. I have a place where you could stay.
Oh, I thought I wasn't allowed in there.
Are you talking about her bedroom?
Why do you think that?
No, I'm talking about the little guest house. I thought you had someone in there.
They're out this month.
Oh.
They're watching someone's dog.
Oh.
You know,
oh,
they're people
so transient.
I guess
that's
I know.
Terrible.
They really.
That is no way to
Eddie
live.
He barely
that's
woke
awful.
Up for this appearance. So we'll see if he can come in at 5 in the morning with you in that day.
Holmes,
by
really?
The way, I leave at 4:15.
Yeah,
so.
It's a very early show.
Do you really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's a very early show. Hey, listen.
You can
we love you. You are the best. What is it? Where is he? Cobbs on the 25th.
Cobbs on the 25th. And it's a Wednesday, you guys, mm-hmm. So it's a big room, and let's support our little
let's
Eddie.
Sell that show out, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks,
tickets
Eddie.
Tickets are available at eddieiff.com right now.
Oh, IFFT. Eddie
and,
spelled
and check
not
him
like
out
Edie.
On Instagram. He puts up clips, mm-hmm. and they're so good. You're on a roll, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
We love,
love you.
You
guys.
Good love you, too.
Good having you on, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
I'm not wearing pants.
Great.
So
stand up.
You didn't need to tell us that. We don't need to know that.
Yeah, show us the worm. Show us the worm.
Oh, my God. We got to go.
All right.
Catch you next time, Eddie. See you at the end of
May. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
Bye. Love thanks
you.
For having me.
That's a wrap, guys.
You're welcome.